Well, good afternoon. It's a little after 2 p.m., and I'm so happy to be with you here on the Catskills Cafe. I have a special guest in the first hour of the program today, maybe even a little bit longer. I'm not 100% sure. We'll see where things go. But in any event, all the way from Oregon, I am going to have Alicia Vianney with me, and Alicia has a new CD, a self-titled CD, and I'm not even sure if it's released yet, but we'll find that out as soon as we talk with Alicia. I'm going to start off the program today with a song from the album that on her website says that this particular song is the desire for utmost connection is beautifully embodied in the single Lonesome for You, where Vianney's intimate vocals call out to an absent lover who is right beside her. My hands in your hand, my head's on your shoulder, breath on your neck, but I'm lonesome for you. The lyrics, deceptively simple, capture the heartbreaking potential for loneliness within a relationship. Here's Alicia Vianney. My name's Audie Martello, and welcome to the Catskills Cafe.
My hands in your hand, my head's on your shoulder, breath on your neck, but I'm lonesome for you, and I'm lonesome for you, so lonesome for you. My heart's in a tangle, I need comfort from you. Go when your heart is afraid, when the shadow of sorrow has hidden you away. I see it in your eyes, you're here but not here. I'm not trying to hurt you, I'm so lonesome for you. Blind with anger, shooting arrows in the dark, when we run to the far ends of the earth from each other, I will lean into the wind, I will bury my sword. I'm not trying to hurt you, I'm so
lonesome for you.
from her self-titled album. That was Alicia Vianney. And I have, as I said, Alicia on the phone with me now. And I'm so happy that she could join me. Hi, Alicia. How you doing?
Yeah.
All the way in Oregon.
Yeah, I'm good. It's morning here. It's afternoon there. Beautiful sunny day. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, good. Good for you, because it's like, well, it's not too bad here. It's been very cold, but the weather is up to 34 degrees today, which isn't too bad considering the weather we usually get in the Catskills in February. But
Right.
So let's talk about who you are. Who a lot of people don't know Alicia Vianney. You're kind of new. Are you new on the scene? Is this your first release, your first CD?
Yes, this is my first release as a solo artist. I've dabbled in a couple of bands and musical groups, but this is the debut. So I'm so glad it got picked up by you. Thanks for appreciating it.
Well, listen, as I said to you, I get a lot of CDs every week, and sometimes I'll get 15 to 20 CDs a week, including digital downloads and what have you. And it's not that often that I listen to a CD, and then, you know, if I like a song, I'll listen to another song. It's not that often that I really like most of the songs on a CD. And as I told you, that happened with this particular CD. And I don't normally call artists to do interviews, but in this case, I really wanted to ask if you wanted to do an interview. So it's a great CD. It has so many good songs, and we're going to be talking about some of those songs over the next hour or so. And let's first talk about your background, Alicia. Where were you brought up?
Well, my folks were international school teachers overseas. So I was born in Singapore. They were living in Indonesia at the time, teaching. And so I spent the first little bit in Indonesia and then 5 years in Kobe, Japan, while they got teaching jobs over there. And then we moved to Ashland, Oregon, where I spent the rest of my childhood.
Wow.
And I'm still just over the mountains in Bend right now, Bend, Oregon.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said?
Oh, just over the mountains from Ashland in Bend, Oregon. So I landed back home in Oregon, which is what I consider home now.
Oh, that's fantastic. And as far as influences when you were younger, you know, how did you get into music in the first place?
So it was just always part of my childhood. My parents are really musical. So much singing, and I remember music just filling the home, both recordings and both of my parents, especially my dad, poring over records and having a pretty amazing catalog and library of his own. And then when we moved to Oregon, it was a regular occurrence for friends to come over, just pouring in through the door with guitars in hand and to sit around and do the classic living room jam. And so I spent a lot of nights in my childhood listening to my family, our friends, playing music, looking at lyric books, you know, being like, hey, let's play this James Taylor one, let's play this Bob Dylan one, and falling asleep on the couch to, you know, 10 people picking guitars. That was a pretty typical weekend evening that I remember growing up.
Sounds very familiar. That's fantastic. And so you went to school. You had no aspirations of being an artist when you were in school, did you?
Yes. So I started playing classical oboe in middle school and went through middle school and high school and college pursuing classical performance. And I was super passionate about the oboe, super difficult instrument, but I really just nerded out and got into it and liked really loved playing on stage with an with a full orchestra. That's just still like an unparalleled experience for me, is to sit on stage with a bunch of musicians. So I went to boarding school in Traverse City, and went to Interlochen Arts Academy as a senior in high school, and then went on to Butler University in Indianapolis, and played music the whole time. And then about halfway through college, I got really into ethnomusicology and world music, and shifted away from classical a bit. I still continue to play, but got super interested in music as part of expression of all different cultures. I went to Mongolia for a semester. I went to West Africa and Ghana for a semester, studied music in both places. And then after college, pretty much promptly quit the oboe and got into traveling, lived overseas myself for a little while. But music was a thread through all of it. Wherever I was, I just wanted to find out what people were doing.
Now on this album, do you play the oboe at all? I know that you play guitar on the album, but do you use the oboe at all? Or you still play?
I don't even own it anymore. It was such a beautiful instrument, and I gave it, and we sold it to somebody who actually would play it. But I fantasize, now that I'm back in Bend, there's a little community orchestra, and I fantasize about getting my hands on an oboe and like getting out the horrendous reed making materials and maybe having a go at it again.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you have the experience, so I'm sure it's, I don't know if it's like riding a bicycle, but I'm sure
it might be a little painful at first for everyone.
Right. Anyway, this new album, is it released yet? It hasn't been released, has it?
No, so the single is coming out. The single is Lonesome For You, which is actually what you played first.
Uh-huh.
And that is coming out next week in February, on February 22nd. I believe it will be available for streaming. And then the actual full album will be available in April, both physical CDs and streaming. April 11th is when we're having our release for that.
Okay, great. So I'm sure it's going to be getting lots of airplay before the official release date. And hopefully people will pick up on that because, as I said, it's a really, really fine album. So let's talk about some of the songs on this album. There are so many things I want to talk about with relationship to songs and also to your other life. We'll get into that later on. But one of the songs on the album, the first song on the album, actually, I was going to actually lead off the show with that song, but I decided I wanted to talk to you about it before I played it. And maybe you could give a lead-in to it for the folks that are listening. And that is
sure.
A Good Man.
Yes. That's a special song for me. A lot went into that song. I was really wrestling. It was right around the election in 2016. And I was wrestling with hearing in the news just so much conflict between different political sides, and also more and more conflict and increased violence in communities towards marginalized people. And I was really curious about how these divisions were happening. More people were getting hurt, and it seemed like fewer people were standing up to that violence. And so I woke up the morning after the election, literally walked over to my guitar, and started writing this song. It was a song that wrote itself pretty quickly. I, of course, revised it over time, but the initial outpouring happened pretty naturally. And I was interested in writing a political song about the times, but I didn't want to just write a song. I'm really annoyed, actually, by political songs that tell people how to think. And I try to avoid writing those songs, mm-hmm. even though I might want to. And so I wrote this song in the form of a story of someone who I'd never met, who was from my imagination, who I kind of imagined watching the social conditions of our time. So it's actually from the narrative of a woman talking about a family member and questioning why he wasn't standing up to violence and things he saw in racism and what he saw in the community that wasn't right.
Yes, and it's a heavy-duty song, so let's play it for the folks. And here's Alicia Vianney with Good Man.
Are you a good man? Are you a good man? Darkness closes in, and tomorrow the sun will rise, and who will you be? What kind of man? My Jackson, it's his 21st birthday. He was your daddy at 16. It's been a struggle the whole way, but you and I know he's a good man. Each morning, Jackson's up long before dawn. He joins the river of men, tired of being let down, mining for pay in this forgotten town. And the
there you have it. Oh, gosh. What a great song. And as I said, what a great album. Now, this album, this album was produced by Amy Spies. And I see Amy sings harmony with you on at least one of the songs. I'm not sure about all of them, but
she does. She sings harmony on the last track called Redemption.
Okay, right.
And she was... a really amazing teammate for helping get ready and shape the songs a little bit and lend her perspective on some of the arrangements and songwriting. So it was really great to work with her.
Yeah, and we are going to play Redemption. Probably we'll wind up the interview with that song. It is another one of those songs that you must hear. And another thing about this album. It's Alicia Vianney, but you also, if you go to your website, it's not just you, it's Mark Kerwin.
Carwin, yes.
How do you say that?
Mark Carwin.
Carwin.
He's from Buffalo, New York.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And Mark's from New York?
Uh-huh, he is from Buffalo.
Ah, how neat. And how did you guys get together?
So Mark and I met in Portland when I was living there at the time, and a mutual friend from Ashland, who's also a phenomenal musician, brought Mark to a party of mine. It was really casual, and it was a party that I was hosting, and I don't think I really talked to pretty much anyone. Mark and I played music in the backyard with a couple of other musical friends, and that's how I spent the hours of a party I was probably supposed to be like mingling at. And we just hit it off, and we played, formed a great musical relationship, and for a while had a long distance musical relationship. And then he eventually moved to Bend also, where we very typically play as a duo. And he's on acoustic bass, obviously. He has an incredible ability to be a support musician, but also play lead on bass. He plays a lot of the instrumental solos because I'm not a great lead guitarist, I'm just not a lead guitarist. I'm a rhythm guitar player. And we have a pretty unique sound that I really enjoy. And he came out to Nashville, where we made this record with Amy, got in a car, drove out there together. And so he was a really critical part of making this album too.
Now, how did Amy Spies get involved in this? Did you meet somewhere or?
Yeah. So I discovered songwriting camps a few years ago. The first one I went to was a Rocky Mountain Folk Festival songwriting camp. And, that was probably like 4-ish years ago now. And I took a class with her, and songwriting camps quickly became one of my new favorite things on the planet. They're just like the happiest places on earth. And, you know, everyone walking around with their little songs and our little guitars and hoping somebody might want to listen to what we are just working on. And she, so performance is a challenge for me. That's kind of my edge musically of stepping into sharing it. Performance does not come naturally like it does to some other folks. And so I took a class with her and started doing some songwriting instruction with her, taking her classes. And then at one point I said, I think I'm ready to put these songs onto a record. She said, I'll produce it for you. So that's how that came about.
Wow. So she recognized the talent here. And, you know, I'm glad that she did. You know, there's a great songwriting camp right here near us in Big Indian. As a matter of fact, last summer, Alice Howe came in from California to go to that camp. It's run by Richard Thompson, and Sean Colvin was there last year. And so Alice stopped by here on the way over to the camp, and that was fun. Yeah, but, you know, if you ever see that camp in New York and you do decide to go to one of those camps, make sure you let me know, because you can always stop by here and even if stay at our house if you like.
Thanks. I would love to. All of the above. Yeah. Sounds fantastic.
Anyhow, so let's get back to this album. Again, Redemption is a song I want to hold off till later on. Some of the other songs that you feel are important to you?
Well, they all kind of have a story and importance, which is the nice thing about making a debut, is that these are songs that have that I've written over time and kind of form the sum of my songwriting. I mean, Thompson Farm, the second song on the album, I love that.
I do
also
too.
Because a fun one. That one just kind of came about. I was actually sitting in my living room strumming my guitar, listening to a friend talk to my partner about her life in Colorado, and some of the imagery that she was talking about, I just wrote into a song. None of those things. I've never been to Thompson Farm. A lot of those things I have no experience with myself. I just like to write stories. I mean, some of it obviously is autobiographical, but it's more of the vague stuff. And I like that song because it really, that was something that Mark and I did together, but then coming out to play with Amy and working with Tom Yutz down in Nashville, he's a phenomenal engineer. And they really, and those studio musicians, I was really happy with how all of a sudden a duo turned into a band, and I think that we pulled it off really nicely.
Yes, you did. I love the harmonies on this song. So here's,
and that's Mark singing. Yeah,
I know. I assumed it had to be. So here's Alicia Vianney with Thompson Farm.
Thompson Farm, north of Telluride, a sunflower mesa way up high. The soil was thin and the mountains there. Hey, only just a little pup by our side. Late summertime, the well ran dry, and the neighbor farmer with the kind eyes said, come get water. We dragged pails. No way in hell our dream would fail. To get what you're wanting, you got to believe. Oh, to get what you're needing, you got to our dream, we lost our way. To get what you're wanting, you got to believe. Oh, to get what you're needing, you got to believe. And the Dolores River, deep red canyon, everything's changing again.
have it, Alicia Vianney with Tomten Farm from her self-titled album that will be released this coming April. And as Alicia said, if you go to her website, which is, by the way, Alicia, your website?
Yes, AliciaVianney.com.
Very simple. And you'll be able to at least download the one track, Lonesome for You, coming up fairly soon.
That's right, next week.
Okay, and in April, the entire CD will be available, and that's a great thing. Should be lots of fun for you and Mark with the release party and all of the celebrations that go on with that. And I'm sure this CD is going to hit the folk charts. I can almost guarantee it. And anyhow, so let's talk about some more songs. There's a number of songs that I'm particularly fond of. And aside from the songs we just played, a song that I played on one of my other programs, I think it was last weekend, and that would be Wounded Healer.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this song, particularly because of, I don't know how to describe it. Is it your intonation or the minor chords or whatever it is, what you do with musically, as well as lyrically, but the music is sort of haunting for me. I'm not sure why, but tell us about Wounded Healer.
Well, thank you for appreciating that song, because it's a little bit more of a complex one lyrically and a personal one for me. I wrote that song for a friend, but I also identify with it personally. I'm a mental health therapist and for my day job, and there's a lot of pain that I sit with day to day, and I think that not one of us, even the supposed healers who get paid for it, are without our own wounds and pain. And so I wrestle just with those big concepts in that song and how, you know, there is a lot of pain and darkness out there, but I also think that it's a beautiful thing to try to be some light for us, for others, or yourself in the middle of that. And I also, so that's what I try to do as a therapist, but also as a musician, I think that we have a really amazing role as artists to be some of the light and the darkness, and even talking about hard stuff or singing about hard concepts. It just makes it a little more relatable, I think, when it's delivered in the artistic form. So that's the heavy duty behind that song.
Hey, hey, you wounded healer, I see your loneliness from far away. So small in that big city, so still among the fast things, so quiet with that language only few speak. I am a child in womanly skin. I fear and I love the wild things. Who are these grown-ups we're pretending to be, with solutions and control over everything? I've got bruised knees and I want to run free. So lay down with me where the river laps our feet. Words are stuck in your own frozen water, but this salty honey sunshine let your words run lazy and free. Hey, hey, you wounded healer, I see your secrets coiled like snakes under your skin. Let them rise like the fire in your eyes. It hurts to keep the truth inside. I see your sweet chaos, and I'll raise you one. I've got sounds in me I don't know how to make. No words to describe the beauty and the ache. But I've got windows in my heart, in my mind. They're opening more to the colors every day. Open yours to me. It's okay. And lay down with me where the river laps our feet. Words are stuck in your own frozen water, but this salty honey sunshine lets your words run lazy and free. This salty honey sunshine lets your words run lazy and free.
There you go, Alicia Vianney with Wounded Healer. By the way, you're listening to WIOX 91.3 FM and streaming on the internet at wioxradio.org. Locally, we're broadcasting on Margaretville Telephone Company's cable channel 20. And today I have Alicia Vianney with me here on the phone, all the way from Oregon. And and it's really a pleasure to be speaking with you, Alicia. What a beautiful song. And, you had touched upon the fact that you are a mental health worker. And did you study? Of course you had to. What did you major in college?
So in grad school, I went to school for social work. And out here in Oregon, I am a licensed clinical social worker, which means I can do psychotherapy with individuals and families and couples. And I have my own practice. And am really busy, and my fantasy would be to do a little less of that and a little more of music. So maybe we'll find a balance somehow.
I totally understand. As I mentioned to you in an email, I myself work with the deaf for 32 years and then became chair of the Committee on Special Education up here in Margaretville, where we live nearby. And I did that for 10 years. And, of course, I had to deal with lots of varying degrees of disorders, you know, kids that needed IEPs and what have you. But and also, as I told you, in our community, there is a very strong mental health movement. It's a coalition that has been put together for not only mental health, but for drug-related problems, and it's quite amazing. They had a workshop kind of a thing a couple of weeks ago, and over 150 community members attended. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's really an awesome type of thing. And it's nice to be able to live in a community that attends to these kinds of issues.
Right, and supports it. Absolutely. Yeah. It's so important. Yes.
So it was interesting to find out that you did have that mental health background. And you know what? With the success of this album and other albums, who knows? Anything is possible in this world. But you always have that thing to fall back on. Now, here's the thing. So many artists who I've interviewed, they do have something else to fall back on. But then there were those that don't want to have something to fall back on. Recently, I had Bill Squazzari visit me here in Roxbury. And Bill is a lawyer by trade. And he he gave up law practice to strictly attend to music. And, you know, there are other people that have done those kinds of things. Rich Kruger, who is another guy that I've interviewed on one of my other programs, he's a neonatologist, a practicing neonatologist. I don't know where he finds the time for music, but on you know, he does it on weekends. He has a regular gig every weekend. He calls it Real Live, and you know, he's into doing that. So, you know, it's a great thing that you do have both of these worlds. Yeah, it can be a really frustrating, difficult job in the field that you're professionally trained for, but you know, it's needed. People like you are needed, and your music is needed. Let me ask you this: do you use music at all in working with clients, or is that just something separate?
Yes, I agree that, you know, there's so many people. First of all, there's so many people who do one or the other, and I'm really comfortable with the balance of doing both because I think they actually complement each other really well. You know, music is music. I think we all know. I think we can probably all agree that it's really therapeutic. Maybe for some inexplicable reason, I don't know why I get chills or will like burst into tears or be really happy about some music. But it definitely helps me feel connected to myself and to others, and that's what therapy is all about too. And so I think they go well together. I'm not a music therapist. I don't, you know, I've witnessed some, I was doing a little shadowing with some people who do music therapy, which is full respect for that field, bringing, instruments into different homes, kids' homes, retirement homes, and really, helping people connect and be alive with that. I don't do that. However, a lot of times teens, or really anyone, but mostly teens will bring a song in and say, I don't really know how to talk about what's happening inside, but this is a song that portrays it, and we'll listen to that together, and that usually is a window into them. Or I had somebody else bring a guitar in and play some of their own songwriting about what was happening. So it really is a window into a lot of people. But mostly I just use it for my own mental health balance, playing music and and having, you know, playing either alone or with other people. And just, there's so much joy and lightness and being in a band. It's just the best. We have a band forming right now to release the record. And, so I'm playing with four other incredibly talented people, and we just have a ball together. And that's a nice contrast to work, which is incredibly gratifying and what I'm supposed to do, but also pretty heavy. And then sometimes the material from what happens in sessions ends up in a song, not revealing anyone's private life, but just the themes. You know, How the Sun Survives is a kind of unique song on the record, but that one is also from pretty much a story that came directly from my work with a teen in Portland who I'd worked with for about 6 years and really grew to love that person. And so that ended up in a song. So that happens too. It'll find its way in. They bleed over.
In all due time, little one, in all due time, you will unravel ways about this crazy world. And you're wondering why you got dealt such a lousy hand. Throw it to the wind and let it carry you away. And you're looking up but silver smiles and silver cars on silver highways, going miles and miles and miles and miles away. The sun doesn't go away, it just hides behind the gray. Finds love in every place, it's how the sun survives. You're in my mind, sweet child, I'll never forget you. And you rise in the morning to a brand new day, and you're choking up from this dirty, smoky room. From where you stand, you don't believe that it will ever clear. And the sun doesn't go away, it just hides behind the gray. Finds love in every place, it's how the sun survives. The sun doesn't go away, it just hides behind the gray. Finds love in every place, it's how the sun survives. Carry your hope so you can find your way out. And the sun doesn't go away, it just hides behind the gray. Finds love in every place, it's how the sun survives. The sun doesn't go away, it just hides behind the gray. Finds love in every place, that's how the sun survives. That's how the sun survives. That's how the sun survives. How the sun survives.
How the sun survives, Alicia Vianney from her self-titled album, soon to be released. And again, that date, Alicia, that the album will be released?
April 11th of this year.
Fantastic. And you will be able to get at least one of the songs in the coming weeks if you go to aliciavianney.com. And that song is Lonesome for You. And I played that to open up the program today. I do want to play two more tunes for before you go, and on a cheerier note, let's play Lamplight.
I
kind of like that song, and anything you want to say about it before I do play it?
That's a fun song. I was part of a songwriting group, and we had a job to write a song by midnight every Sunday. And I remember Sunday morning I woke up and I was like, oh crap, I have to write a song by tonight. And the prompt was Lamplight. And I thought, Lamplight, that is such an annoying prompt. Why I have to write a song about Lamplight? And I actually ended up really liking the song.
Yeah,
and
that's
proved
fantastic
to me that the creative process was good, and ended up on the record.
I know so many people that do, you know, that are part of this type of thing. I know Ellis Delaney and Sally Barris. A couple of these people have, I think Carolyn Salabella also, have done this thing where every week you have to come up with something new. And it is amazing what you can come up with when you put under a deadline for something like that.
That's right.
And I think you did a really, really fine job.
sky. A big empty chair by the lonely light. It's nothing like the glow in your eyes. You turn my heart into a burning sun. 10,000 miles wide. And I've never felt anything so fine. It burns so hot, I cry. And your tough love is my tough luck. I don't want to kiss a married man. Every season gets colder while I sit here getting older. So I'm aching for the chance. The shine that stops my heart. But you don't come round anymore. And I keep waiting for you in the dark. Your tough love is my tough luck. 'Cause I don't wanna kiss a married man. And every season gets colder while I sit here getting older. So I'm aching for the chance. I don't wanna sing about the lamplight. I'd rather sing to the moon and the sky. A big empty chair by the lonely light. It's nothing like the glow in your eyes.
Alicia Vianney with a spur of the moment song that she had to get done, and she did a fantastic job on that tune.
Oh, thank you.
I like that song even better now that I know the story behind it, actually.
Oh, right. It's a fun story. Yeah, especially the opening line. I don't want to sing about the lamplight.
Exactly.
That makes me smile,
so, yeah, it was good to know that. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty gritty here. We could probably get a little bit more depressed again. I am going to leave you and leave the folks with this song, and this is from, again, this new album that will be released on April the 11th. And by the way, on Lamplight, who's singing harmony? Was that you doing overdubs?
That is me doing an overdub,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So you did a nice job doing harmony. But on this next song, you said Amy Spies does the harmony. But this is of a more serious nature, and I'd like you to talk about it, and then I'll play it.
Okay. Yes, this is another song that was me writing a song to help me, to help myself even just wrestle with some of these big difficulties in our culture, acts of violence. I opened up the paper and I read a story about something an event that had happened, a really horrific event. And I remember reading the headlines and thinking, wow, I feel kind of numb to this. It just keeps happening, a shooting, mm-hmm. the shooting in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I was really disturbed by my own numbness. And then I continued reading the story, and just certain details, like this woman named Rose, and I think she was 97. So I sat at home and I kind of came up with a fictitious character in my head of who this woman was, inspired by her name. And it helped me process the event a little more, to add more of a human element and a story to it. So, of course I honor the actual Rose, but this was the person that, that I came up with to help me connect with what had happened.
And the song is called Redemption.
Redemption, yeah.
And as we said before, Amy Spies is doing the harmonies with Alicia on this song. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to close it out with this tune, and I will be saying farewell to you, but do hope that you get a chance to come to New York. I am not going to be coming to Oregon, I promise you that. But if you do in your travels, if you go on tour and happen to be in New York, you just better look me up, because I would love to meet you and to talk about lots of things that we have in common.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you so much, Artie. Really an honor to have me on the show. Thank you.
Well, it was an honor to have you, and I know this album is going to be a fantastic success. Take care and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And here's Alicia Vianney with Redemption.
Rose was her name, and she woke early that day. Smooth lines round her eyes, like she could wipe the years away. A great-grandson's photograph, well, they came round just yesterday. Interviewed Rose for the school paper, American Jews and World War II. And after he said, Oma, what do I do when the boys are cruel? She smiled in his sad brown eyes. They are hurting. Let them see the good in you. She said, I'm not young. I won't be here for long. But I've lived the good word. My providence will come. Tell the children when they do harm, it's never too late for redemption. Darkest day in Pittsburgh was a rainy day in October. It found those who've known sorrow counting on the blessing of a dawn. Rose went to her place where kind people gather, where strangers are welcome and touch their hands in prayer. Venom in his eyes, one by one plucking lives, as easy as I play these strings. She said, I'm not young, I won't be here for long, but I've lived the good word, my providence will come. Too late crashing down and again and again. Now the great grandson sits alone at her table, his hands round her teacup, looking for warmth she left behind. He said, I am young and I've got a long road ahead, and I'll do my best to be kind like you said. I won't turn my back on even the cruel ones. We'll learn to love for redemption. We'll learn to love for redemption.
Once again, I want to thank Alicia Vianney for joining me today here on the Catskills Cafe. It was a pleasure having her. And a reminder again that Alicia's album, her self-titled album, will be available on April the 11th. And you can check it out at aliciavianney.com.
To you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and drink the sunny weather.
Happy trails.